When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
We waited 30 years.
The wait is over.
But this season...
What happens now?
Champions of baseball!
It's time to defend the crown. This is World Champion Dodger Talk.
It's yours, Los Angeles.
Breaking down the world champion LA Dodgers all season long.
So happy, man.
LA Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Chef Marito.
Seasoning partner of the Dodgers.
Navien tankless water heaters.
For endless hot water, visit tanklessmadesimple.com.
And by Chevrolet.
Buy new roads.
Don't miss an episode and get all the podcasts on the iHeartRadio app. Now your host, LA's favorite Dodger insider.
The city's favorite son.
Here's David Vassar.
Well, the Dodgers blow out the Texas Rangers tonight by a final score of 12-1. Welcome to Dodger Talk. David Vassar live at Dodger Stadium, taking your phone calls at 866-987-2570. The Dodgers win the game, but unfortunately lose two key players to injuries. Max Muncy on the front end of back-to-back home runs with Justin Turner in the first inning came back to the dugout, and we were all looking and we're saying, wait a minute, he hurt his right ankle again running the bases? As you just heard Dave Roberts say that it wasn't the ankle, it was right side tightness, and he did it on a swing during that at-bat, not on the home run swing, but on a prior swing. And then in the fifth inning, Cody Bellinger left the game because of hamstring tightness in his left hamstring. So, I don't know. The Dodgers have not been able to really dodge the injury bug this season. If you look back at their 8 consecutive NL West championship run here, they really have been fortunate when it comes to injuries. Yeah, Seager has missed time and missed a year with Tommy John and hip surgery. Yeah, Kershaw's missed some time here and there, but to their position players outside of Seager, they really haven't had the bad luck of injuries. And this year, they have had a lot of bad luck when it comes to injuries, with Bellinger getting stepped on his left leg in the second week of the season, first road trip of the season. Then you have Zach McKinstry come up with a right oblique strain. Now you have an oblique injury to Max Muncy. Bellinger, left hamstring tightness. Pollock has missed some time with a hamstring. Mookie Betts has had a shoulder issue, a back issue. They've lost Dustin May to Tommy John. So it's just one of those seasons right now for the Dodgers, and I think you have to take all of that into account and applaud them for being able to be in second place behind the team that right now has the best record in baseball, the San Francisco Giants, 39-23. The Dodgers are 38-25, a game and a half back. By the way, Mike Tauchman, the left fielder that robbed Albert Pujols of a home run here at Dodger Stadium, he did some robbery again today. The Giants beat the Nationals 1-0 in our nation's capital today, and Juan Soto thought he had a solo home run, and Mike Tauchman climbed the wall in left field right in front of the visitor's bullpen, his bullpen, and robbed Soto of a home run. So he's robbed a future Hall of Famer of a home run here at Dodger Stadium, and he robbed one of the best young hitters, maybe the best young hitter in all of baseball, of a home run tonight, and it helped the Giants win that game because it was a 1-0 final. So Mike Tauchman making a name for himself these days. But Going back to what happened here at Dodgers Stadium tonight as the Dodgers blow out the Rangers 12-1. They scored 6 runs in the first inning. They hit 3 home runs. Muncie, Turner back-to-back, and then Gavin Lux hit a 3-run home run. And if you remember, the last game the Dodgers played here at Dodger Stadium before going out on that East Coast road trip, they scored 11 runs in the first inning against the St. Louis Cardinals, and in total scored 14 runs the last time they played here at Dodger Stadium. So in the last 2 games that they have played at home, they have scored a combined 26 runs. And how about this? Yesterday, Julio Urias drove in 2 runs, and I said maybe Julio is making a bid to be the new pitcher that comes off the bench to pinch hit for Dave Roberts. Maybe Kershaw has been passed up. Well, Kershaw may have got word since he flew back early to Los Angeles to make the start, and he came back with 2 hits tonight, but more importantly, bounced back on the mound. 6 innings, no earned runs, 9 strikeouts, and for Clayton Kershaw, this was the 36th time in his career that he had a game of at least 9 strikeouts without walking anybody. That is the second most in Major League Baseball history, only to Randy Johnson, who had those type of games 41 different times. Let's head downstairs right now to hear from the future Hall of Famer, Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah, I mean, I think a little better. My fastball command was probably the biggest improvement and something that I had worked on in between starts. And I felt like I actually knew where that was going today for the most part. So that's a good improvement. And then, you know, you get 6 runs in the first. I feel like I've been pitching on the right day a lot this year. Guys have been giving me a ton of run support. So just go out there and attack as best you can and try to have quick innings.
Next question is from Fabian Ardaya. Go ahead.
You know, obviously you've worked with Will behind the plate before in the past, but it's been a little while. I mean, how was it working with him tonight? And I mean, how have you sort? Was it nice to sort of maybe, or not nice, but like just seeing a different person behind the plate, just maybe to refocus him a little bit?
No, you know, I don't think it was reactive to me pitching bad the last 2 starts, but I think it was more so just a product of, you know, Barnsey's ankle needing to catch that day game. But you know, Will's great. You know, Will, I have no problem throwing a Will. Did a great job tonight. And, you know, I obviously have no problem throwing to Barnsey too. Barnsey's the man, and I love throwing to Barnsey. So it's a good problem to have. You know, I just worked with Barnsey for so long. But, you know, I think having the ability to throw to Will and, you know, have confidence in that will give Doc some options moving forward. And, you know, if there's anything that pops up like tonight or, you know, Barnsey having an ankle thing or something, it gives us some options, which is good.
Clayton Kershaw tonight on his game after giving up 5 runs and back-to-back starts for the first time since 2011. And, yeah, you know, the Dodgers had Will Smith catch the night game, the middle game in Pittsburgh, so they needed Austin Barnes to catch yesterday. And it just so happened this was the way the schedule laid out. And it is a rare time that Will Smith has caught Clayton Kershaw. He only caught him once during the regular season last year, and tonight was the first time this season that he caught Clayton Kershaw. And, you know, Kershaw's 100% right. 6 runs in the first inning, he knows what to do from there. He had his command tonight, and for the first time this season in a while, he threw more fastballs than sliders, and that was probably because he knows how to pitch with a 6-run lead. You don't try to nibble. You attack all the time and even more when you have that type of lead. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Let's go out to Paolo in San Diego. You're on Dodger Talk, live from Dodger Stadium. Hi, Paolo.
Ciao, David. Listen, it was good to see, you know, Kershaw, you know, get back on the bounce back from the last start. But I want to get back to, you know, I want to switch gears a little bit about Jacob DeGrom. You know how much I dislike the, you know, the Padres. But I caught the, you know, the first game, the first inning of the Mets and Padres. Uh-huh. And I saw, you know, Jacob DeGrom just blew away Tatis on a 95 mile on a slider. Just blew him away. It was just unbelievable. And I never had the pleasure of watching, you know, Bob Gibson. And let me tell you, David, this guy is just unbelievable. you know, Jacob DeGrom. If this is the guy is in the best pitcher in baseball, I don't know who it is. And, you know, that Kershaw, you know, he had a good game today. But today, because you know how much I dislike, you know, the Padres with every inch in my body. But, you know, to watch, to blow him away like this, the way that he did, it's just unbelievable. This guy is the
Paolo,
best.
Paolo, basta. I mean, that's enough with Jacob DeGrom, all right? Oh, man, please. I'm getting tired of Jacob DeGrom. This is not Mets talk or Padres talk. This is Dodger talk. And the best pitcher of his generation was on the mound tonight and didn't give up a run, and he was able to collect two more hits, all right? You know, I got to be honest with you. MLB Network is to Jacob DeGrom as ESPN is to LeBron James. It's like the Jacob DeGrom Network this season. There are other pitchers around baseball, all right? I know he's good. I know he pitches in New York, but come on. Let's take a break from the DeGrom talk. Let's go out to Tarzana. Marge, you're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. How you doing?
Hi, David. Second night I'm calling. I want to know what's going to happen with Gavin Lux after Seager comes back. He's too good to sit on the bench, although his fielding isn't that great.
No, it's been all right. Tonight he had some two bad throws. He'll move back to second base, Marge, when Seager comes back. And Seager, by the way, I saw him, and he didn't have a splint on his right hand, which he did have on the last homestand, and he actually was making throws from shortstop today. So he is making some good progress, and I'm not backing down from what I've been told, that possibly he could be on a minor league rehab assignment within 2 weeks.
What's going to happen to Taylor then if Gavin Lux goes to second?
Taylor will be moving around the infield. And honestly, Marge, I don't think we should be worried about where guys are going to be playing, considering every time the Dodgers seem to get healthy, another guy gets hurt. Or in tonight's case, two guys got hurt. So I don't think it's a problem.
Okay. Thank you very much, David.
Thanks, Marge. 866-987-2570. I won her over yesterday during the 1 hour and 15-minute rain delay Dodger talk, so that's why she called in. See, I can win people over during rain delays. When we continue here on Dodger Talk Live from Dodger Stadium, I still have to win over Ned Coletti. So I have Ned check in, Sportsnet LA analyst, former Dodger GM. We'll get his thoughts on the severity of Muncie and Bellinger's injury, plus what Kershaw did tonight, and I promise we will not bring up Jacob DeGrom. The Dodgers beat the Rangers 12-1 on AM570 LA Sports.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
On air at AM570. Online at AM570LASports.com. And available by podcast on the iHeartRadio app. This is Dodger Talk with David Bassett.
Here's the 2-2. And a fly ball to right field. Gallo going back, way back at the wall, and it is gone, a home run. Max Muncy's 14th home run of the season. Two hitters in, Dodgers 2, Texas nothing.
That was just the beginning of the Dodgers' offensive barrage tonight as they hit three home runs in the first inning, score six runs. They would hit five in total, a season high tonight to beat the Rangers 12-1. Welcome back to Dodger Talk. David Vasse live at Dodger Stadium. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Daniel's Jewelers home run forecast would like to congratulate Sal Nemeth of Glendora, who receives a $50 Daniel's Jewelers gift card for correctly predicting the number of home runs in the game. For your chance to win a $50 gift card good at over 100 Daniel's locations, go to am570lasports.com. Keyword home run. We'll get back to your phone calls in just a moment. But first, want to check in with Ned Colletti. Ned, number one, your initial thoughts when you heard the injuries to Muncy and Bellinger.
Well, especially the one to Max. You know, if it is an oblique, and hopefully they, if that's what it is, that they caught it as soon as they could catch it, because that is typically 4+ weeks. That's what Zach had, and so that would be a while. I'd hate to lose Max for that period of time. Cody, it looked like when he came off the field, he said it was a cramp, and then further examination looks like it's going to be a day to day with a hamstring. You know, you're losing, you know, two of your better left-handed hitters if those two players cannot play. So hopefully they'll be okay and they'll be able to take some time, you know, against the next 10 games or 9 games that they've got, or 8 games that they've got. You know, you're not talking about stellar clubs, so it's probably prudent to give them as much time as they need in the event that it is a day-to-day situation.
Ned, on the last road trip, Dave Roberts offered that he believed that Taylor and Muncy have been the team MVPs to this point of the season. Would you agree with that?
I'd have to agree with that. You know, Max, a little bit of an ankle issue there, but really kind of kept the team together there, along with CT3 when they had Pollock out, and they had Bellinger out, and they had Seager out, and they had Mookie struggling, and Zach out. You know, that's a lot of offense missing from your lineup, or struggling in the case of Mookie there for a piece of time. CT3, I think, is one of the most valuable players in the league when you think about where he plays, where he hits in the lineup, the way he contributes. So look at some of his productivity tonight in his at-bats. You know, always thinking about what he's doing. Cut the strikeouts down after a few years ago, and continues to be ultra valuable. I think when you have when you're a National League team and you have somebody that you're never gonna have a position pretty much, except for probably catcher, you probably play first base too, that, you know, you've always got somebody that can play there. I mean, that's a huge advantage. Plus, you can hit in the lineup wherever. But those two players have been really excellent for this club. So they've done a great job. You got one guy leading on home runs, the other one leading on RBIs. So a lot of talent there.
Ned, the Dodgers are now 16-7 since signing Albert Pujols. I just saw the replay again of the home run he hit to lead off the fourth inning. That baseball was eye high that he was able to hit halfway up the left field pavilion. Are you as amazed by this rejuvenation of Albert Pujols as we all are?
I don't know that I'm amazed by it. I think that, you know, him and Anaheim had run its course. He had 5 home runs before he came here. We know he can sell, obviously, get around that. There was a high changeup tonight, but, you know, we're not going to look at him to play every day. He's going to play part-time. He's going to come off the bench, be a great influence in the clubhouse, veteran guy, Hall of Famer for his ballot. I think he's actually been maybe a touch better than I thought, but I thought that there was still a lot of juice left. I mean, he still has the power, and he still has the hunger to play and compete, and now he's on a different type of club, one that's got a chance to win again in a World Series team instead of a team trying to play .500 baseball. So, I just think the whole thing played very, very well for the Dodgers and for Albert.
I just can't think of another team that has an injury to a guy that probably should make the All-Star team in Max Muncy, and then you got a future Hall of Famer in Albert Pujols ready to come into the game. Not many teams can say that.
No. A lot of depth, a lot of talent, a lot of versatility to the group.
Ned, before I let you go, Clayton Kershaw had a couple of rough starts for the first time since 2011 in his last two starts, giving up 5 runs in each of them. He reset against a not very good Rangers team, but you have to say something about him recalibrating no matter who he was facing tonight.
Well, I think the last two starts, I think the fastball command was not what he would like. And it was whenever you're pitching and you get a fastball up in the zone, you're going to pay for it. People are going to take advantage of it. I think his fastball command was much better. His slider, obviously, is a tremendous pitch for him. And then you got to love how he competes and how he adjusts and how he keeps going. You know, he gave up 3 hits tonight. He got 2 of them back. You know, he gave up 1 unearned run tonight. He got an RBI. You know, he takes pride in his game, whether it's pitching, whether it's fielding, whether it's hitting. And I think that we saw a couple games there where he's fallible like everybody. If you don't have command of your fastball and you elevate too many pitches, big league hitters will put them on the board for you.
Hey, Ned, I heard that you like Rick Monday and Charlie Steiner talking about the old Home Run Derby show tonight. Who was your favorite superstar on that TV show?
Of course, Ernie Banks, my favorite player as a kid growing up in Chicago. But it was so cool listening to him talk about that, you know, at old Wrigley Field in L.A. And every big hitter was part of it. And a lot of Hall of Famers, a lot of guys that had a lot of home run power. But, you got to see interviews and you got to see him hit, kind of a batting practice situation. But it was a very cool conversation to listen to.
Yeah, you would be surprised to know this. Even as I was growing up, they would show reruns of that show. I love that show, too. It was timeless.
Well, yeah, you can still see it. It was great. And I didn't know. I mean, Charlie said it was only on for – they only did it for 1 year. I wasn't aware of that. But, they got a lot done in 1 year. Probably did some of it in the wintertime because the weather out here obviously is far better than any place else in the country. So, but really cool. And I wish I would have seen old Wrigley Field here. Obviously, I grew up in the original, but it would have been cool to see Wrigley Field here before it went away.
Yeah, well, it was a great show, timeless show, and you're here at Dodger Stadium, the place that everybody would love to see. So,
amen.
I wish I could have made your dreams come true, Ned, to see Wrigley Field in L.A., but I'm sorry.
It's all right, David. Don't worry about it. Everything is good.
All right, Ned. We'll check in with you tomorrow night. We'll see how many runs the Dodgers score tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I'm taking another big number. Trevor Bauer on the mound. Dex is going to have his hands full again.
All right, since gambling is in the mix now with Major League Baseball, if I put the over-under at 8 for the Dodgers tomorrow night, you going over or under?
Oh, just for the Dodgers?
Just for the Dodgers.
Oh, well, see, you're a professional because you probably picked, the right number. If you want to go 6.5, I'd probably go over.
6.5 on the Dodgers. All right, I'll mark that down, Ned.
All right, David. We'll see you later. That's right. For eight innings now, too. That's not for four. That's for eight.
That's right. 6.5. That's the over-under. So we'll see what happens. Okay. I got the over.
All right. Okay. Hey, you know what? Always take the under because you're winning most of the game.
Okay. We'll leave it right there tonight, Ned.
I'll see you later.
There he goes, Ned Colletti, Sportsnet LA analyst, former Dodger GM. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. This game got out of hand so much that Chris Woodward asked Charlie Culberson to get on the mound and pitch the eighth inning. He retired the Dodgers in order, if I remember correctly. He did not give up a run, I know that for sure, and was throwing 90 miles an hour. And when you mention Charlie Culberson and you hear at Dodger Stadium, you think back to the final home game of the 2016 season, Vin Scully's final home broadcast, the Dodgers needing to win to clinch the division. Charlie Culberson hits the walk-off home run. A huge celebration here in only Vin Scully fashion to have that type of send-off. And I had a chance to catch up with the former Dodger before the game today, and we talked about that great day, that great Sunday afternoon in 2016.
Yeah, I mean, so many cool things about that day and that swing and that moment. Every now and then I'll watch the video. Sometimes I'll catch my little boy Ace rewatching videos and highlights. He loves it. And, that was a great day. It was a good time. Rounding second base and seeing the whole bullpen sprinting in from left field, it's kind of hard not to to smile and think about that time. So, not always cool to relive that moment. I'll be able to take that one with me forever, so it's cool.
I was so lucky that you invited me to go up to Vin Scully's booth in San Francisco the first game after your great home run. He signed a bat for you, the bat that you hit the home run with, and every time I ask you, you say you still don't have a place for the bat. Have you found a place yet?
Got a place for the bat, yeah. Sarah, my wife, finally, she got me a little shadow box for some bats, and it's hanging up now, so I have it displayed. It's one of those things that was kind of fitting. I kept a few things from that day, but the bat obviously was special, and that was the last swing I took with that bat, and having Vin sign it was icing on the cake. So, that'll stay with me forever.
Yeah, it was great to catch up with Charlie Culberson, who forever will go down in Dodger history for that walk-off home run in 2016, not only to give the Dodgers the division championship that year, but also on the final home broadcast for Vin Scully, for him to be able to call that great moment. And if you would like to hear our full conversation with Charlie Culberson before today's game, you could find it on the iHeartRadio app or at am570lasports.com. And Charlie's first at bat today against Kershaw, he doubled. He actually told me in that interview today that he has told Kershaw in the past that he would try to make him laugh or crack a smile, and Kershaw has told him that will never happen, and he was not smiling when Charlie hit that double off of him in his first at-bat as well. But all in all, Kershaw and the Dodgers come out the victors with a 12-1 win, and they hit five home runs and hand the Texas Rangers their 16th consecutive road loss. Now, tomorrow, it will be Trevor Bauer on the mound for the Dodgers going up against Colby Allard. Bauer is looking for his seventh win of the season. He's 6-4 with an ERA of 2.40. Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck begins at 6 o'clock tomorrow night with first pitch at 7:10. Thanks to Colin Yee back at our Burbank studios. Thanks to Dwayne McDonald out here at Dodger Stadium. And thanks to you for listening. You can find all of our Dodger Talk shows on the iHeartRadio app or at am570lasports.com. Once again, the final score from Dodger Stadium in front of 20,220. The Dodgers hit five home runs. Kershaw gets two hits and picks up his eighth win as they defeat the Texas Rangers tonight 12-1. Have a great night. See ya.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.